Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kareem Garcia. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Shane Spencer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Josh Bard. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Travis Hafner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John McDonald. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jason Davis. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Aribil Durazo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terrence Long. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Eric Burns. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ted Lilly. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chavez moves to third. Aribil Durazo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Spencer. The throw from Hernandez and he is safe. Spencer steals second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lilly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Josh Bard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to third. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hafner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Hernandez moves to second. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Long moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Burns moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McDonald hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Blake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durazo is 0-for-1 in the game. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. One out. Shane Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bart is 0-for-1 in the game. Bart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lilly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hafner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hafner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Hafner reaches second base with a double. Burns throws the ball into Chavez, who tags Hafner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald bunts towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Ellis moves to third. Miguel Tejada, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tejada is 0-for-2 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake has Ellis trapped. There's the throw to Bart and back to Blake, who tags Ellis for the out. Hatteberg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Chavez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez strikes out. Two outs. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durazo is 0-for-2 in the game. Durazo hits a line drive into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blake is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blake strikes out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kareem Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. Terrence Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Josh Bart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bart is 0 for 2 in the game. Bart hits a pop-up towards first. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Bart and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up off the glove of Vizquel, and into shallow left field. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada is walked intentionally. Carl Sadler now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hafner fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatteberg moves to third. 2 outs. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durazo is 0 for 3 in the game. Durazo hits a fly ball into center field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John McDonald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDonald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDonald hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Bradford now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDonald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks strikes out. One out. Kareem Garcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Shane Spencer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.